I must admit, I feel a kinship with the person we feature today, for he too was a traveler of the American countryside, someone who had a career this broadcaster can take a lesson or two from. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Ernie Pyle was born August 3, 1900, south of Dana, Indiana. The son of tenant farmers, Ernie had dreams of venturing far beyond the fields near home.
Ernie didn't want to farm, didn't like looking at the south end of a northbound horse, and went to Indiana University to be a journalist. He wrote travel columns when he started his famous career, wandering the United States.
Phil Hess at the Ernie Pyle Museum says Pyle soon set out on his own adventure, simply wanting to see the country and the people.
He and his wife, Jerry, took off on their own personal trip. They quit their jobs and took their Model T and just traveled for their own adventure, seeing things. During that time, he wrote kind of a diary of stories. And they almost got back to New York when they ran out of money and had to sell their car.
But Pyle's trip wasn't just for pleasure. He wrote about what he saw on his journey.
He handed some of his stories to his editor, who liked the stories well enough, to start sending him out to write stories. 6 columns a week, 1,000 words each. And he could travel any place he wanted to go and write about anything that he saw that was interesting.
Pyle not only wrote interesting stories, what he saw was new to many who read the columns.
It was in the Depression, where there was not an awful lot of money. So somebody who was traveling and seeing different sites and covering the whole United States were seeing things that an awful lot of newspaper readers would never be able to do.
But the country and the world would soon change with the beginning of World War II, and Pyle was there to cover it. You can see the TV version of this story by following the American Countryside on Facebook. And Pyle's radio story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Dana, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.